following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of AM 1230 WYTS, its staff, management, or parent company, Clear Channel Broadcasting. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko on AM 1230 WYTS. Call 821-1230. That's 821-1230 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko on AM 1230 WYTS.
Time now for Dentally Speaking on Talk 1230 WYTS with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 821-1230. That's 821-1230 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kvitko on Talk 1230 WYTS.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Talk 1230 WYTS. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thanks for getting up and joining me. Oh, today we're going to have a follow-up appearance on our show by Dr. David Maddow. He was such an interesting guest when we had him on back in early December of 2008 that we invited him back. And before I reintroduce him, though, I'd like to give out today Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. Here it is. When dentists were asked, does it matter which toothpaste you use, what percent said yes? All right. Remember, when dentists were asked, does it matter which toothpaste you use, what percent said yes? Feel free to call in your guesses to 821-1230, or you can send us an email to dentallyspeakingontalk1230@yahoo.com, and we'll take your guesses throughout the show, and then we will give out the answer towards the end of the show. All right, now, before what I would like to do, many of you will remember Dr. Maddow from when he was last on, but for those of you that weren't tuned in that day, first of all, shame on you, but for those of you that weren't, I'll introduce him again. Dr. David Maddow is a former practicing dentist who entertains audiences throughout the United States and Canada on topics such as achieving success and setting goals, and about his most recent self-help book, Impress the World with Your Body in 7 Days. A frequent guest on television and radio, when asked for feedback, audiences always praise Dr. Maddow's friendly, casual, and motivating style. Recently, Dr. Maddow has been doing stand-up comedy in and around the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area. He came in second place at an open mic competition at Magoobie's Joke House in Baltimore and was then asked to return as an MC for 4 Friday night shows. Although new to comedy, Dr. Maddow says each time he does a show, he gets just a little funnier. Quote, so according to my calculations, sometime in 2057, I will be very funny, he says. When he is not motivating people, speaking, writing, or at the comedy club, Dr. Maddow is typically outdoors, walking, running, skiing, or backpacking. And each summer he spends time at the Grand Canyon National Park as a preventative search and rescue volunteer. So, by way of introduction, Dr. Maddow, thank you for getting up and being with us on the show today. How are you?
I'm great, and Dr. Kvitko, it's always great to talk to you.
Well, thank you very much. I know we have a lot to get through here because you are such an interesting guy, and I don't want to take too long before we get to that. As a reminder, for the people that weren't tuned in, last time we had you on the show, we talked about how you've practiced dentistry for 13 years and you've been doing other things for the last 15, and that you and your brother, Dr. Richard Maddow, put on a series of one-day seminars called How to Love Dentistry. And that once a year, you put on a massive 3-day seminar in Las Vegas called TBSE, which stands for the Best Seminar Ever, sometimes confused as the Best Sex Ever. But I guess it depends on how many people from the office go, right?
Totally depends on that, yes. The more the better, actually, for that acronym there.
And funny that they've just decided to rename the seminar the Love Dentistry Fest, so maybe we were onto something there. Anyway, in these first few minutes, if you will, tell us a little more about the Love Dentistry Fest. Like, why is it important that dentists and their staffs love dentistry?
Well, you know, Dr. Vico, as you know, as a dentist, it's important that doctors and team members are on the same page as far as everything they're doing and come in with a great attitude every day and just have energy and love what they're doing, because when they do that, they will absolutely be able to deliver the patients that come in the best dental care ever. That's another, the best dental care ever. What does that stand for?
That would be TBDCE.
Good, you're a lot faster than I am.
That's too hard
that.
To say. We'll stick with TBDCE.
Anyway, so when, you know, one of our theories is when dentists and their team members take a little bit of time out of the practice and take a nice little trip and we come to our seminar in Vegas, we have not only a tremendous amount of learning, but entertainment and fun and brainstorming and just a great time. And the idea is when they go back to the office the next week, they're just ready to treat their patients the best way possible. They're ready to take their practice to a new level. They've learned new techniques. They're up to date on all the new dental things out there. So it's just a win-win for everybody, for the patients, for the dental office team, for the dentist. It's a great thing.
Yeah, and I can attest to that. I've been to the seminar many, many times, and I can't think of a better seminar that I've ever been to and continue to go to. So he speaks the truth when he talks about that. Do you think most dentists are happy, though?
You know, that's a great question, Dr. Kavitko. I'd like to say yes, but I'm really not sure. I think a lot are very happy, and a lot are really providing patients great care, but I think there are probably some that are not happy. And it's a shame because it's a great profession. This is probably one of the best times in history to practice dentistry, just with all the great things out there, you know, with you know, being able to whiten teeth and make smiles look so much better. It's a great time and a fun time to practice. So I would like to answer that yes, but with a caveat. The ones that are not happy, I think they should really do some things to you know, to make themselves happier, because as I said, it's a great profession.
Well, I can tell you the people in the front row are happy.
The front row in the seminar, you
yes.
mean? Well, I'll tell you something. In our seminar, now if you ask the question, are most offices and dentists at our seminar happy, I would say yes. There's so much energy there, and we get the cream of the crop of the offices all over the country. I think the ones that stay home and don't come to our seminar are the ones that are probably not happy.
Yeah, I think you're right. Now, I understand that you've written a book. It's called How to Impress the World with Your Body in 7 Days.
Yes.
And I have read it. And what if I told you I could impress the world with my body in 6 days?
Well, you know, I would believe it, because when I saw you at our seminar last time, you looked pretty darn good.
Obviously, I'm just kidding. But how did you find the time with everything that you're doing to write a book?
Well, that happens to be a great question, and I hope you have some time for me to answer that, because it's a really, it's something that actually your listeners could really benefit from, because you're not, I will tell you, Dr. Kavitko, you're not the only one that's asked me that question, because from all the things, with all the things I'm doing with seminars and writing book, and you even mentioned, when you gave my intro, you talked about I'm doing some comedy, and I work at the Grand Canyon. It's a lot to do, it really is, and I get that question asked all the time. And if I could, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to relate a little story.
Okay.
I love telling stories, actually. If I get too verbose, just let me know. But
all
I
right.
think it'll really, I think it'll really help your listeners a lot.
We'll send 10,000 volts through the phone if you talk for too long. How's that?
Oh, that would hurt. That
Tom's already. He's got his finger ready on the button.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
I've never experienced that. That might be good, actually. You know, back in the early days when I was practicing dentistry, I remember something that I had this. Kind of like this dream or this goal that something I really wanted to do in my life, and it was kind of a personal nature, so I'm not going to even share it with you or your listeners right now, but that what it was doesn't matter, but let's just say there was something I really wanted to do in my life very, very badly. Now, something else I remember when I was in my dental practice, every single day when I'd be working on patients and I'd be sitting there looking at somebody's mouth, on the far wall in our treatment room, we had a little mirror. And I'm not sure why we had a mirror. You know, most dental offices have a nice piece of artwork in the room. We had a mirror. So whenever I'd be looking, whenever I'd be working on a patient, I would also see myself in the mirror all day, every day. And the two tie together, because I would have this this vision in my mind. I'm going to come back to this dream that I had or this goal that I had. I had this fear that I did not want to see myself looking in this mirror every day, getting older, getting gray hair, turning into an older man, and not having fulfilled this dream. That was kind of like a serious fear I had. So that mirror is the thing that actually got me going and I guess was the impetus to get this dream fulfilled. And I'll tell you how I did it. I went actually to the office supply store and got a pack of index cards, white index cards. And the way I bought those index cards, that's a whole other story, which we don't have time for today, but maybe sometime I'll tell you that story. But what I did, I wrote this goal down and I took one index card out of the pack and just wrote this goal down with a felt tip pen. And I put it in my back pocket, and I carried it wherever I went. And every single day, I would make it a point several times per day to pull it out of my pocket and read this goal. As a matter of fact, my dental practice was about a half an hour away from my home at the time. And I would always get in my car. I would always leave my house about 10 minutes earlier than I needed to. I would get in my car, and there was this really cool state park right between my home and my dental practice. It was called Patapsco State Park. And I would, every single day, I would pull my car into this park, get out of my car, sit on the bench at the park before work, and just read this goal on this index card. It was simple. That's all I did.
I take it you're a slow reader.
I would read it many times.
This is just a 3x5 card, right?
It was only a 3x5 card, but I'll tell you something. It was such a nice park. I would sit there and just kind of look at the surroundings, and it was like kind of a moment of zen, of peace. It was just really, really a great time. And I've never been one to really do a lot of meditation or anything, but this was just a really good, peaceful time to sit there and just look around and read this card. And I go into my dental practice. I did this every day. And after a very short amount of time, it's really strange, but what I wrote on this card became reality. And I'm thinking, wow, this, you know, I read a lot about this type of goal setting thing, but it really worked for me. It was amazing. So then what do you think I did? I came up with another goal, something else I wanted to see happen in my life. And sure enough, I wrote it down on my index card, kept it with me, read it every day, and that came true. And from then on, I've always done that. If there's something I really wanted to do badly in my life, I would turn it into a goal and write it on an index card and keep it with me, and I'd read it. Now, I want to back up for a second, because I don't want your listeners to think that I'm espousing some type of magic, and if Dr. David Maddow says just write something down on an index card, it's going to come true. I don't want them to think that, because that's a little bit, you know, strange and mystical, and it's not quite like that. But the thing is, let's face it, Dr. Kavicko, we all have dreams. I mean, everybody thinks all day long, I'd like to do this, I'd like to do this, I want to have more money.
Everybody that's ever played the lottery would tell you that, right?
Exactly. But having a dream is really simple. Anybody can have a dream. But turning it into a goal and making that become reality, that's totally different. That's a different step. And thinking of what your goal is and just writing that on an index card or reading it every day is actually the first step to making that come true. And there's something called quantum physics, and we won't get into that in a whole lot of detail, but basically what it is if your brain is receiving information all day long, such as a goal, something you really want to do, your brain starts to take over and figures out a way to make this dream or this goal become reality. And it's been proven over and over and over, and it really works. So when I hear people say to me, either, how do you do this, how do you have time to do this, I tell them that story. And for anybody out there that wants to really do something in their life, I mean, like I said before, we all have dreams, and some of them could be very simple, some of them could be a little more complex. And it doesn't have to have anything to do with money. It can be anything you want to do in your life. I would really suggest figuring out what you want to do and try the little index card thing.
Okay.
It absolutely works.
I'll tell you what, we're going to have to go to a break here soon, so I'm going to give people time to go get their 3x5 index card out of the kitchen drawer. and grab a pen. And I'm sure you have some more information for us here soon, and we can pick up this discussion then. I'm thinking, also I want to know, tell me, that very first, you can tell me after the break, very first index card, the one in your pocket, you know, that very first gold, that was hoping to meet Dr. Kvitko someday, wasn't it? Anyway, don't answer yet. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Good morning. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. And today we are talking to Reisterstown dentist Dr. David Maddow. I'm sorry, Dr. Maddow, I apparently was pronouncing the name of your town wrong the last time you were on, and it wasn't even nice enough to not correct me on the air, but hey, I'm willing to admit my mistake. So it's Reisterstown, Maryland. And for those of you that maybe just tuned in, Dr. David Maddow is a dentist. He is a motivational speaker. He's an author. He is a comic and a lifesaver. So you'll learn more about that as this morning's show goes along. I want people to know that we're going to talk a little bit more about his book later in the show, but before I get back to Dr. Maddow, let me just tell you that he was nice enough to send us a couple copies of his book, How to Impress the World with Your Body in 7 Days. And so what we'll do is we'll make it our, fifth caller. We'll get a free copy of Dr. Maddow's book. And to pick up the book, what we'll have you do is come to my dental office at 4308 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio, 43214, if you want to do a map quest. And you can call the office at 262-9588 to find out what the hours are and when you can pick up the book. All right, so Dr. Maddow, before we went to the break, you were talking about having written your goals on a 3x5 index card, and you would read it approximately 30 minutes, at a very nice park on the way between your home and your office, and that the first goal became a reality, which I'm pretty sure is meeting Dr. Kvitko someday, and then the second goal, which became a reality, would probably have been being on Dr. Kvitko's radio show, right?
Those are both correct, exactly.
Such a liar. Anyway, all right, so you were explaining how quantum physics, which is what you lost me at quantum, I can't even think quantum physics, but I'm thinking a lot of my listeners get lost at that too. But anyway, no, you were saying that the brain somehow can rewire itself to make these things happen. Not crazy things like winning the lottery, of course, but things that we do have control over.
Exactly. Because a lot of people, even at my seminars, come up to me at the end of the seminar and say, Dr. Maddow, you know, this is going to be too stressful for me. I don't want to do it because I don't want to be thinking all day long, how am I going to do this? How am I going to have a more successful dental practice? Or how am I going to buy that new car? How am I going to be able to make more money? It's too stressful for me. I can't do this. And I always answer the same way. I say, you don't have to worry about that. Keep reading your goal. Your brain takes over and figures out a way to get it done, so it does not have to be a stressful thing. I do again want to stress, Dr. Kvitko, this is not magic. I'm not here saying that every single thing you write down on this card is going to become reality. It's got to be reasonable. If I wrote down on my index card, I want to be a world-famous rock musician, I don't know if that would ever happen. If you've seen my musical ability, I just don't think that would ever happen.
I wasn't going to comment.
Okay.
But if you wrote down, I want to be 7 foot tall, obviously that can't happen.
Well, there are ways. I think there are ways to stretch people. They've got these things in dungeons these days where they can put you in there and crank this gear thing, and they probably stretch you a little bit.
Well, I could use a few more inches in height.
Okay.
So then, so you write the goals down, and you read them every day. For how long, how many days do you have to read a goal before you can make it a reality?
There's no set amount of time, and it depends totally on the goal. So it just depends. It depends how complicated the goal is, how much time it's going to take for that goal to to actually work its way into your life. So there's really no way to say that. You just have to keep doing it.
And you just do one goal at a time?
You know, that's a good question too. No, you don't have to. You can have several goals. I would actually recommend, though, anybody that's new to this, any of your listeners, I would recommend starting off with one goal. Because if you come up with a whole list of things you want to see happen in your life, it's probably not going to be practical. It won't be realistic. So what I always recommend in my seminars is just so I can prove to people that this thing really works. Pick something that is not so far out there, something that's fairly realistic, something that you want to see done. For example, let's say there's a vacation you've always wanted to go on, but you've just put it off and put it off and put it off, and you know, years go by, just nothing ever happens. Write that down on an index card. Write down that I am going to visit Italy in the summer of, let's just make it way in the future, the summer of 2010. That's when you want to do it. And you write that down on an index card, and you just read that every day. I would practically guarantee that you would visit Italy in the summer of 2010 if you do that, because over time you're going to figure out a way. You're going to figure out a way to get the money. You're going to figure out a way to make all the arrangements, and it's going to come true.
Okay. Now, there is a danger, though, if you put right down too many goals, it can make you more despondent because you start analyzing all of the things in your life that you are unhappy about. Is that true?
Well, yes, of course. That is absolutely true. Yes, so you have to be careful with that. And then I would also recommend, and we touched on this a little bit last time, but let's face it, there are things in people's lives that they are not happy about. We're all human beings, and we all have things going on. So getting back to my book for a second, Impress the World with Your Body in 7 Days, we touched on this just very, very briefly last time, but one of the most important days actually is day 7. And I don't know if you remember this, Dr. Kovitko, but day 7 has nothing to do with exercise, with diet, anything like that. Day 7 is basically taking a look at your life and figuring out, am I happy? Am I getting in my car every morning, or getting on the bus or the metro, or however you get to work? And am I going to work every morning? Do I love what I do every day? Am I in a good relationship? When I come home, do I look forward to coming home to my spouse or to my family or to whoever? And am I happy in my family situation? And if any of the answers to those questions are no, you need to take a step back and figure out why and fix it. Because no matter how much exercise you do, no matter how you diet, no matter what you do in your life, if the basic foundation is not a good one, it's not going to work.
Okay.
You've got to get that foundation fixed. So that question that you asked is a really good question. It just ties into, yeah, sure, we all have things going on in our lives, but we need to fix them if they're bad.
Okay, very good advice. We are up against another break. So when we come back, I'm going to give out some of the guesses people have called in of our question of the day, answers to our question of the day. And you might remember the question of the day was, when a group of dentists were asked, what percent of them said it did not matter, or that it does matter, which toothpaste you use? Okay, so you're listening to Dentally Speaking here on Talk 1230 WYTS, and we will be right back.
So hear me when I'm saying, smiling faces.
Talk 1230 WYTS. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kovitko, also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but Were Too Numb to Ask. And I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kovitko. Before I get back to our guest who is on the phone with us today from Reisterstown, Maryland, Dr. David Maddow, I'd like to give out some guesses to the question of the day. And the question of the day was, when dentists were asked, does it matter which toothpaste you use, what percent said yes? All right, and let me see, where did we get the... Okay, we had guesses from Rudy. Rudy guessed 100%, kind of a good guess. Dana guessed 82%, and Eshan guessed 91%. So none of those are correct, however, but thank you very much for your guess, and we'll read some more here on the air in a little bit. I want people to know that you can also send us emails to dentallyspeakingontalk1230@yahoo.com, and our phone number is 821-1230, so feel free to give us a call or shoot us an email. And so, Dr. Maddow, we were talking about goals and how not to go overboard with goals, because if you're not careful, you can throw yourself into maybe not realizing you're not happy with your life, and you have to be happy. And in fact, you know how every year around the holiday season, you'll see that TV show, wait a minute, what was it called? Is it the one with Jimmy Stewart? Is it Miracle? No, not Miracle. White Christmas, not White Christmas.
Oh, no, I know which one you mean. I've got a mental...
the one where he's he is given a chance by an angel to see what the world would have been like without him.
What's it, A Wonderful World?
It's A Wonderful Life, yes. Thank you very much.
A Wonderful Life, that's right, sorry.
And I thought of that when you were giving your description of how you need to be happy, and if anybody's seen that, thankfully we finally remembered the name of it. If anybody has seen that, you'll remember that when he wakes up and when he realizes that people recognize him again, he has the little cut on his lip again, and he's back in his own time. It doesn't matter that the police were there to arrest him. It doesn't matter that they're going to foreclose on his business. He's just happy, happy, happy. And so when you were talking about how you had that mirror in your office and you were looking in it, you know, a lot of people had just taken the mirror down or turned it over. Did you ever think of that?
You know, that is a great point. Well, you know, we're laughing, but that's absolutely true. It's the people that are not movers, the people that just do the same thing every day and it doesn't work and they just keep doing it and expect the same results, that's exactly right. I never thought of it like that, but I could not agree with you more. Well, it's a good thing I did not take the mirror down or turn it over or get
definitely.
A picture to cover it.
Yeah, definitely. It was certainly worked out better for you, and people should think about that.
Absolutely.
Now, okay, I wanted to ask you, I know that with everything else you're doing in the book, and remember we do have a couple copies of Dr. Maddow's book in the studio with us, and but besides, well, what goal are you working on now? Because we just talked a lot about goals, and do you have, what's written in your back pocket now?
What's written in my back pocket right this second is...
Yeah, besides inspected by number 8.
No, I think that's number 9, actually.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to finish the New York Marathon 1 year from now.
Oh, okay. Well, good luck.
It's funny. I in my book, I talk about. I used to be a marathon runner a long, long time ago. A marathon runner. I've completed just a few marathons in my life. That's what I call a marathon runner. But these days, it's. I don't really believe in marathon running, especially at my age. But for some reason, I have this goal now that I just want to do it next year.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens. It's going to come true because it's in my back pocket and it's on an index card, so it will happen.
Oh, I believe you.
I guarantee it.
I believe you. And I have a lot of respect for anybody that can run a marathon, maybe even walk a marathon, I would have respect for.
Absolutely. Covering that distance is an incredible feat.
Yeah, it makes me tired just watching it on TV. No, actually, it really does, but I'm busy in other ways. Now, okay, so you have your goal of the marathon, and what else are you doing these days to keep you busy? I know we hinted about or talked about the Grand Canyon. We talked about being a comedian and how you might be funny by 2057, but...
That's a long way to go. let's talk about the Grand Canyon for just a couple seconds, if it's okay. I will tell you, I love the Grand Canyon. It's probably my favorite place on earth. And I started going there many years ago and hiking and doing some backpacking there. And I actually got into trouble. I was on a multi-day backpacking trip, and I became sick. I became dehydrated and possibly almost died. I'm not really sure how close I was. I was really, really sick. It was not a good situation. I ended up in the hospital after that. And long story short, over the years, After that, I learned how to hike sensibly. I learned about nutrition and hiking and electrolytes and things like that. And it's actually, there's a lot to know about that. And I do it now every year. I take a small group into the Grand Canyon every spring, and we do a multi-day backpacking trip, and it's probably one of my most favorite times of the year. And last year I actually started going back in the summer, volunteering for a full week in Grand Canyon National Park, helping other people on the trail, kind of protecting them and helping them and giving them guidance so they won't get into the same kind of trouble that I did many years ago. And it's just a really, really fun thing and a fulfilling thing that I started doing, and I absolutely love it.
Now, the group that you take every year, do you check to make sure they're physically fit before you do this? Is there a certain, almost like a little test you have to pass?
Well, good question. Not really. They don't have to pass any tests. Most of the people I know, or at least know in some way, so I know enough about them. And I talk to them personally before, way before we go, when we start booking the trip months in advance, and give them a training regimen and letting them talk to them about equipment. And by the time we go, everybody is ready. And it's one of these things that, you know, we will, even the weakest person on the trip, we will wait for and we'll make sure they get through it, because it's an incredible adventure.
Because I know it's funny with my wife and I, I've noticed that when we're walking somewhere, I'm way ahead and she's asking me to slow down when we're just maybe going from the parking lot to the stadium, or, for example.
But when, don't you hate that?
Well,
don't
yeah,
you hate it?
But when we're in the grocery store and I'm with her, I'm like 3 or 4 paces behind her, and she's turning around going, will you please keep up? And so it seems like it depends on your motivation level, how quickly your step is, how quick, you know, how fast-paced you're walking. And,
you know, it sounds like you two might be very good candidates for this trip next week. I think we're gonna bring both of you on the trip and see how you do. Is that a deal? You write that in your back pocket on your index card?
I could do that. Yeah, I think I will when we go off the air. I'll write that down.
I want to remember that now. You said it on the air.
Yeah, I guess you got me there. No, it would be fun. Actually, I've been to the Grand Canyon several times. Nothing as fancy as what you've done, but once we went on the South Rim and just looked over, weren't there very long, but it's amazing how you just can't see the bottom, no matter how hard. And I have very good distance vision, and I could not see the bottom.
In most places you can't see the bottom, just because it's obscured by different layers of the canyon.
Yeah.
It's about a mile down into that little abyss in the earth, so it's an incredible place. But when you hike down there, you know, it takes days to hike down and back, and it's just you see things that you would never see anywhere else. It's unbelievable.
Sounds very cool. Hey, I want to tell you a little bit about my other visit to the Grand Canyon when we come back after the break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on Talk 1230 WYTS, and we'll be right back.
Tell me.
WYTS. Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Thanks for joining us. We've been speaking with a dentist, Dr. David Maddow from Reisterstown, Maryland, who is a very interesting dentist. He practiced dentistry. He gives lectures. He's a motivational speaker and author of a book called How to Impress the World with Your Body in 7 Days. And he has become a sort of a preventative rescue member, or a team of, actually he can tell me in a minute, rescue team in the Grand Canyon, which is what we're talking about now. And later on, we're going to get on to a little discussion about what he's doing now regarding his being a stand-up comic. But before we get back to Dr. Maddow, let me give out a couple more guesses that came in during one of the breaks. And what we did is we took guesses from Virginia, and she called in a guess of 95%. James guessed 89%. And to refresh your memory, the question was, when dentists were asked, does it matter which toothpaste you use, what percent said yes? Kind of a very simple question, but still interesting. And in fact, Dr. Maddow, what would you say? What would your guess be?
Well, it's funny. I was listening to that, and I know what my answer would be if somebody asked me the question. But if I had to guess the answer to that question, what percentage of dentists would say, yes, it does matter what toothpaste you use, I would probably say somewhere in the 30 to 40% range, something like that.
Okay. Well, we'll keep that on file, and we'll give out the answer here at the end, and we'll see how close you are.
Where do you get the answer to the question? That's what I want to know.
Oh, it's a secret survey. No, actually, it's I found it online, but I gather these through different, you know, internet sources.
And, interesting. Very interesting question.
I've actually participated in some of these surveys that are done, so that's how I found the sites. Okay, now, we were talking about the Grand Canyon, and I told you about their time.
Dr. Vicka, would you mind, before we get back into the Grand Canyon, would you mind if I, because I know a little while ago you said something about my book, and something I just wanted to bring up real quickly, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I know we talked about, because a lot of the information that we're talking about is on my website as far as the book and the comedy. It's davidmaddow.com, the spelling of my name, David Maddow, M-A-D-O-W. But I was thinking about this, especially last time we talked. If anybody can't remember my name, and if they just want to pick up a copy of the book, it's very easy to go onto Amazon, and if you just do a search for Impress, just the word Impress, my book will come up as one of the first things, so it's a really easy thing to find.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. I might have been one of the first people to buy it, if I think back. It was, I think it was pretty early on, before it became the, I think it was the top seller for a brief period on Amazon.com, is that correct?
It was one of the top sellers, yeah.
One of the top sellers?
Everybody was talking about it.
That's pretty cool. Okay, so my next visit to the Grand Canyon was this, and I'm still up above. I'm not down in like you go.
Right.
But I went to, and I want to say, tell me if I'm right, maybe you don't know, but I thought it was like the Arapaho Indians Reservation. They have a tour that they give, and they take you out to this lookout point, and they take you in used school buses they've purchased from school districts, I assume. And they feed us, they feed you a meal that's typical of what you might find on an Indian reservation. A little bit Americanized, of course, but it was very nice and just great to sit out there and look out over the landscape. And I guess what you're telling me is there were people down there, and I couldn't even see them because we were so far up.
Yes, well, could this have been the Havasupai Indians?
Yeah, that's probably it. Yeah,
they've got. I know there's a really big area. It's west of where most people go. It's far west of Grand Canyon, of kind of like the Grand Canyon village area. But there's a big area of the Havasupai Indians, and yes, they give tours, and also there is backpacking down to their little reservation, and it is down at the bottom of the canyon, so you can hike down there, or there might be another way to get there. I'm not sure, but that's pretty popular.
Now, what about the mule tours? I was at the visitor center where the mules start the trip, and
they've got mules, all right. there are many mules on the trails. I really don't take the mule. I prefer to get down there by my own legs, but the mules are very popular for people that just want to take it a little bit easier. I say easier in quotation marks because it's not really simple taking the mules. It's actually pretty rugged.
I guess it scares the heck out of you.
It could. I think there's never been a mule carrying a human being that's gone over the edge and had any kind of problem. I don't think it's ever happened in the history of the Grand Canyon, but pack mules have actually gone over, and fallen in and died, but it's,
wow.
I don't think there's never been an incident with a tourist.
So it sounds exciting. You might want to wear brown slacks or something if you're doing that, probably, I'm thinking. I want people to know that Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko is available by podcast. And what you do is you go to www.talk1230wyts.com. Hold your mouse over the on-air button, and the names of folks that are on the air will show up. You'll see Dr. Kvitko down towards the bottom. Just click on that, and it takes you to my page. And on there, there's a place where you can click to take you to my podcast page. So please remember to do that. Today's show will be available about 30 minutes after we go off the air. Feel free to, you know, make a link and send it to family and friends, and that way you can listen to this really neat show, this information that Dr. Maddow is providing.
Hey, Dr. Kvitko, you should have some type of special little thing on your website there where the mouse cursor actually turns into a tooth if you hit it over the right spot or something. Maybe you get your programmers to work on that.
Okay, that sounds neat. Like tooth number 9 or something?
Maybe.
Anyway, all right, we have to go to another break. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. And when we do, we'll talk to Dr. Maddow about his stand-up comedy. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Smile a little smile for me.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Talk 1230 WYTS. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Now, before we get back to our guest, Dr. Maddow, I want to give a couple more guesses that have come in for our question of the day. And the question of the day was, when a group of dentists were asked, does it matter which toothpaste you use, what percent said yes? And the guesses that came in over our break, one was from Tim. He guessed 75%. Cozy guessed 89%. And Melody, 94%. And Dr. Maddow guessed 35%. The answer is 65%. Does that surprise you? I guess it does, Dr. Maddow, because you guessed 35.
Surprises me, because I don't think it's right. I mean, I'm not disputing the statistic, but I personally don't think it matters. I'm one of the ones that does not think it matters.
Yeah, and honestly, some of the dentists that they made comments, besides just voting, they sent in their thought, and one of them said that it really doesn't matter what toothpaste you use because the brush does 95% of the work. That was a Louisiana dentist. And then one said special conditions demand special toothpastes, and it says toothpastes are equally effective. So, you know what? I think that if you're brushing properly, I'm probably with you, Dr. Maddow. If you're brushing properly, it doesn't matter if you use soap or it doesn't really matter. However, fluoride toothpaste. I want people to know this. Just because it says it has fluoride in the toothpaste doesn't mean the fluoride is actually available to your teeth. You do have to choose an ADA-approved toothpaste because if the fluoride just goes down the sink, it's not doing you any good. So Fred's toothpaste with fluoride may not actually do any good for your teeth.
You have the strongest sink in the community, though.
Exactly, yeah, your sink gets no cavities, right?
Exactly.
So, the email address, if you're interested in sending us questions or comments, is dentallyspeakingontalk1230@yahoo.com. And so, Dr. Maddow, let's talk about your comedy. I know that you're doing some stand-up comedy of late, and I also know that there's a way that people can see a sample of that. Can you just tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. Well, first of all, it's something that I've gotten into very, very recently, only several months ago. And I don't know exactly why, other than I will say I do like to be in front of an audience, and I love to make people laugh. And it's funny, doing the comedy actually helps me with my stage presence in my regular seminars that I do. It just kind of, there's something about doing comedy. I'll tell you something, Dr. Gavitko, I don't know if you've ever tried it. Doing comedy in front of an audience is probably one of the most difficult things that man could ever do, man or woman could ever do. It's extremely difficult.
I can imagine. I've given it some thought, but I don't think that I would be up to the task. Not sure I want to put myself out there, so I commend you for that, because it is really opening yourself up to, criticism, to hecklers, to...
All of the above. And I'll tell you something, it's funny, I did a little bit at a comedy club in D.C. the other night, and it's a very small club, and it was a really bad weather night. It was raining, so they didn't get a lot of people there. So I got up on stage and I did my little segment. And the way this thing was structured, this spotlight was right in my eye, so I could not see the audience at all. Normally, with the spotlight, you could see the first few rows at least, but I couldn't see anything except this light in my eye. And I started doing my routine, and nobody was laughing.
We have 1 minute.
Okay.
Make it funny.
That's
1 minute.
1 minute to be funny?
Well, we have 1 minute left.
Okay. Nobody was laughing. And the spotlight was in my eye. I didn't know if anybody was in the audience, but it was very difficult.
Oh, okay. I can understand. I mean, that would be definitely disconcerting to know. And, if you can see the look on their face, sometimes people smile, but they're not laughing out loud. And
normally, with the energy in the comedy club, if I do a routine, it's normally really good. I usually do get a decent number of laughs.
In 30 seconds, can you tell me what important message would you like to leave our listeners with?
You can do anything you want in your life. It's you only live once, and I'd say out of everything we've talked about over the last couple shows, if there's something you want to do, something bad enough,